Okay, ladies and gentlemen, AJ promises, AJ delivers. I said we were going to have a very, very special guest in the studio today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Diana Arbenina, the lead singer of the Night Snipers. Okay, Nachni Snipery. It is such an honor to have you in the studio. I'm even going to give you a round of applause.
Hi, guys. My name is Diana Arbenina. Yeah, nice to meet you, Adam.
It is fantastic to have you here. I was already talking about the fact that a bunch of my friends who are big fans of your music are absolutely jealous out of their minds right now, the fact that you're sitting here across from me in the studio. So listen, we're here to talk to you today about your upcoming concert, July 11th.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll get more about that later.
Yeah.
For those of us that, you know, maybe don't know about the creativity and the work of the Night Snipers, of course, the first thing I did when I heard you were coming is I went into Google and I entered your name.
And then I
read a couple of kilometers of lies.
Yeah.
You know, how many of them are true?
I think just Mike. Just no true.
There's none of them that are true.
Yeah. Because the truth is that I'm sitting here, and just it's an honor for me just to be here in your studio, because you're the only and the one and the only studio and radio, English radio in our country. That's why I'm very happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. And, you know, for those of you that maybe don't know the group, the Night Snipers, okay? This is a group, they've been around for a long time. They were formed in 1993, if the kilometers of lies are true, okay? They were formed in St. Petersburg. Diana's actually from Magadan.
Yeah, I'm from the far east. Дальний Восток.
Yeah, it's pretty far east, guys. It's like if you take Japan and draw a straight line north, okay, you get to Magadan. So it's very
close to Alaska.
Okay,
And my mother is a journalist, and she used to be in Alaska. It was 20 years ago also, you know.
So, okay, yeah. Well, you know, Alaska also used to be Russia.
Until
they sold it to us.
Yeah. You don't have enough money just to buy Chukotka. That's why you bought only Alaska, you know?
Yeah, we couldn't buy the rest of it. So again, the Night Snipers have released a ton of albums. They are huge over here. Their genre, though, is something that I've always had trouble defining. Although it's definitely the kind of stuff that I listen to. I guess I would define it as folk rock.
Folk rock? Really?
I would define it as that, or singer-songwriter folk rock. You know, it's interesting because I'm a fan. And when I came over to Moscow, I would start telling people about the bands that I listened to. And they said, what do you listen to? And I go, you know, like Simon and Garfunkel or the Indigo Girls. You know, two girls or two guys just with guitars. And they just play and they sing in harmony with like violins.
Okay.
And it's like rock. And they go, oh, it's like Night Snipers, but English.
It's funny. I don't know about the genre, but because I like rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock and roll in my life, in the music, and just in the style of my life. That's why it's not popular maybe in Russia, because now just it's the time of money.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no much rock and roll in Russia.
Yeah.
But I like rock and roll. We played for 20 years already.
And your musical sound has really developed over the course of the years, too, with the rest of the group, because I think you went from stuff that was a little bit more acoustically influenced in the beginning with the breakthrough album, which was Rubiezh in 2001, up until, you know, 4. And now you have a new one that's coming out, right? Called Fiesta. That's the single?
Fiesta, yep.
Oh, I'm excited.
Fiesta, it's called by Ernest Hemingway.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite writer. I mean, American writer, and I like very much Fiesta.
So it's...
It was my first... Excuse me.
No problem.
I interrupt you.
No, please do.
No. So it was my first book I've read in English, you know, Fiesta by Hemingway.
I haven't read Fiesta.
Really?
No, I haven't read. I've read Hemingway's short stories.
Short stories. It's brilliant.
You know, The Snow is on Kilimanjaro.
It's brilliant.
They're great.
It's brilliant.
Well, you know what? Speaking of brilliance, Diana's here in the studio. A lot of her, obviously, her songs are in Russian. We're actually going to play one of them for you. We managed to convince the powers that be to put one of those songs on. But before we do that, let's talk about, you know, some of your musical influences. Let's talk about In Excess, for example.
In Excess, yeah. Let's play.
Well, what do you like, you know, is there a particular reason why In Excess, why this song, why?
So, I like them because it's a very slim music.
Mm-hmm.
I called it like it because the singer Michael Hutchison, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
He's died, And I think he was a very, very slim person, very clever and very slim person. That's why he committed suicide, and just, it was very, very, very talented music.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's influenced you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got Beautiful Girl on the playlist.
Beautiful Girl, stay with me.
You know, Diana was telling me a story about this song in the break, guys. Maybe we'll get to hear the rest of it. Maybe we'll get to hear the rest of it when we come back. But in the meantime, here it is from Diana Arbenina to all of you out there. Beautiful Girl by INXS on Moscow FM 105.2.
To the heavens, the stars are never and the stars around tonight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, rocking away we are indeed. I've got a very special guest in the studio, Diana Arbenina from the Night Snipers.
Hi.
So, we were just talking about the new album that you guys released in what, 2012, 2011? Four, yeah.
The creation of the music.
Yeah, we were talking about the significance of Four and what really is it all about as an
album.
Yeah,
the idea.
Yeah.
So, I was talking that I have the main idea in this album that we have freedom inside of us. When we're kids, we have the freedom inside of our mind, in our souls. But when we just gonna be adults, we just we couldn't. The system that surround us, it's breaking us.
Right. And there's a lot of references to that on the album too, with like songs like Google and songs like Government.
And it doesn't depend on Russian or American system. I'm speaking about all the world, you know, because we have to survive our souls and our freedom inside of us.
Right.
I'm speaking because I'm mother of two kids, and they are absolutely free, but I'm not.
Huh.
You know.
Why do you say that?
Why?
Yeah.
Because just when you're going older and older and older, you think that you have lots of details in life that just break you and just not trying to be absolutely happy.
But
small kids are happy.
You know, they say out of the mouth of babes comes wisdom. You know, there's a lot of songs on this album, though. It's not all the heavy stuff like Google and Government. Although, like, you have this song, Come To Me, which has a great music video, by the way, directed by an acquaintance of mine, a wonderful, genius woman by the name of Alla Sigalova.
Yeah. Come to me. It's a sexy song.
I love it, because you equate love in the beginning of this song to, like, a boxing match.
It's like a boxing match.
And you say, you know, how you're about to, you're smiling, you know, and like the whirlwind that is about to come, right? You know, I like you, but I fear you, and it's going to be a fight, but I want it.
Exactly,
come to me.
Exactly, Adam.
It's so sexy.
Exactly.
I mean, so I like that one. And I also really like Absolutes.
Absolute, But this one is about just, you know, in our country now is for rock and roll, it's not popular, I've said already. And just as for the popular genre that is pop music. Pop music, I think it's very dull and very stupid for me, I mean pop music. And as for rock and roll, you have to think when you listen to. And as for pop music, you don't have to think.
Sometimes that's nice, though. Sometimes, you know, it's nice to turn off the brain.
Boom, boom, boom.
Just turn off the brain for a couple of minutes and kind of let things kind of go their own way.
Yeah, but we play rock and roll. That's why just we have to think what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, and another song, like Absolutes, you say, what is it? Music. You have this wonderful line. Music loves those who believe in her without limits.
Yeah, sure.
And it just struck me as a line. I think the song is kind of, it strikes me as like a breakup song.
So, you speak English or Russian?
I speak both.
You speak both.
I speak both.
You got better than lots of Russians. I mean, the sense of my songs.
Really?
I'm not teasing you, Anja. I'm not joking.
Well, I love listening to music that makes you think.
It's very good. It's not for radio. It's not for radio. It's very good.
Thank you very much. It's going to be, it's mm-hmm. so cool. I want to say, we're going to play another one off the album right now. We're going to play Google, which is a song that I kind of quoted in the beginning of our interview. And I said, you know, I went to Google and I entered your name.
Yeah.
Read about a couple kilometers of lies. Is there something you want to say about this one before we hit play?
Yes, I'm the famous member, the honor member of the Google after that song.
Okay, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Google by Nachni Snipery off the album 4.
Переживаю сознание о тебе, думаю рвано и ранено о тебе, и убедительно в роли себя для других существую. Сколько веселья вокруг, а счастливых нет. Лидокаиновый бродит во мне рассвет. Лидокаиновый бродит во мне рассвет. Жизнь протестует. Набери мое имя в гугле, прочитай километры лажи. Что еще в этом чертовом горят леса, если не любишь, уже не терпи, бросай. Если не любишь, уже не терпи, бросай. Знаю, как сложно. Если открылся, не смей ни о чем жалеть. Пусть будет небо ближе ко мне на треть. Пусть будет солнце, и лучше на нем сгореть, чем задохнуться. Набери мое имя в гугле, прочитай километры лажи. Что еще в этом чертовом мире тебе про меня? Пожалуйста, слышишь, пожалуйста, согласись на последнюю встречу. Я не могу, не могу, не могу больше. Весна по щекам, поцелуи хлещет.
Moscow FM. We speak English.
The warmth of the old, the thrill of the new. He won't be told, now he's taken the view. Everyone's been a wrestler before, until you find out that you can't have them all. I bet everyone's been a wrestler before, until you find out that you can't have them all. I bet everyone's been a wrestler before, until you find out that you can't have them all. I bet everyone's been a wrestler before, until you find out that you can't have them all. So if you grapple, get a grip, quick, don't slip tonight. No Stone Cold Steve or many ties, but there's a 1, 2, 3 when your conscience pins you down. You can come at it with a drop, kick is quick to scar. Internal tussle is a known body.
Three p.m. You know where, folks.
FM
105.2
News.
A very good afternoon, everyone. Let's have a look at the top stories this hour. Russian reporter Arkady Babchenko, who was detained by Turkish police on Friday during anti-government protests, had returned to Russia after his release on Saturday. Babchenko, who was covering the ongoing protests in Turkey for Russian newspaper Novaya Gazeta, spent the night in custody after being detained near Taksim Square in Istanbul late Friday. Babchenko was taking photographs of police cars when a group of people in civilian clothes approached him and demanded his stop. They then grabbed his arms and attempted to detain him. According to local police, Babchenko was taking pictures in Taksim Square without permission and resisted arrest. Russian judo star Yelena Ivanchenko is likely to have committed suicide by throwing herself from the 15th floor of an apartment block in Siberia. The investigative committee said the body of the 28-year-old four-time winner of the European Judo Championships was discovered on the ground near a residential building in the city of Tumen. Her passport and a suicide note were also found. Russian military inspectors have started a series of monitoring flights over the United States under the International Open Skies Treaty. Russia's defense ministry said Russian experts will carry out two consecutive monitoring missions in a Tupolev 2154 aircraft from June 16 through July 1st. Russian inspectors, accompanied by U.S. specialists, will operate surveillance equipment on board the aircraft as set out in the International Open Skies Treaty. A passenger died on a Dushanbe-Moscow flight shortly before landing. According to a source in the Moscow City Emergency Situation Services, he might have been poisoned with the narcotics he transported in his stomach. A passenger reportedly felt unwell during the flight. The plane was already approaching Moscow and it was decided to land at the point of destination and to call an ambulance to the airfield. The passenger died shortly before landing. One of the drug containers the passenger might have been carrying in his stomach allegedly ruptured. And finally, Russia's first Flying Without Fear center opened this week at Sheremetyevo Airport and will offer passengers psychological help to cope with fear of flying. Located on the first floor of the newly built Terminal E, the center jointly launched by Transaero and the Flying Without Fear Research and Treatment Center will hold pre-boarding psychological aid sessions for travelers that will last 30 to 60 minutes. Clients will be able to choose from three different levels of treatment depending how strong their phobia is. A consultation costs $95 to $190 per hour on average, although the center will also offer services available free of charge. That's it from me. More news in 1 hour's time for you. This news bulletin was brought to you by RT.
Moscow FM, 105.2.
Rockin' away we are indeed. That was Keane with Better Than This on 105.2, your favorite English language information station. But Rockin' Away does not even begin to describe the awesomeness of today's Shake and Bake special. We have got Diana Arbenina
with me here in the studio.
We've been having a fantastic time. There is no other words to describe the absolute amazing wonderfulness. I have to make up words in English in order to describe how much fun we're having. So, I don't even know what to talk about. You've got a concert coming up on July 11th.
Yeah, so I invite everybody to celebrate my birthday party.
Yeah.
At Stadium Life Hall.
Right.
It will be in the middle of summer I don't remember the date.
It's July 11th.
July 11th.
But wait, how can you not remember the date? Because I understand this is your birthday.
It will be 2 days after, you know, because
it's
very dangerous just to plan any concert on your
your
birthday, you know.
Well, it's interesting that you say this, because I was under the impression, you can correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I read it in the Kilometers of Lies, but that you have this kind of tradition where you have a birthday concert every year.
But I didn't practice for 3 years, you know.
Okay.
Last time it was 3 years ago when I came to the station and was playing. That's why I expecting the big, huge concert, and I'm gonna just to play for 2 or 3 hours. I don't know exactly the program now, because we don't have a special program for birthday.
So I guess after 3 years, you have to really, like, you've built up enough material inside, you know, and to be able to now sing for 3 hours.
Yeah.
3 years, it was enough, and now that's it, all at once.
Yeah, and besides, now I'm very impressed by the acoustic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to release two acoustic albums.
Okay.
In the fall. And as for Fiesta, the single, I present it to you.
Okay.
It will be also in this. These songs will be in this two albums. That's why as for the 11th of July, mm-hmm. it will be both electric and acoustic songs.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's, you know, the best way. It's balance. It's like
balance,
it balances it out, right?
Because Night Snipers were born like acoustic duet.
Right.
20 years ago. That's why I think. 20 years ago, you know.
it seems so long, and at the same time, it doesn't really.
But it seems like it will be. It was yesterday, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I think about acoustic, and I like playing acoustic a lot.
So let's talk about then. What's your favorite guitar, by the
Gibson.
Way?
Gibson.
Gibson's.
Yeah, Gibson is semi-acoustic. It's very. It's not very heavy.
Uh huh.
It's just for the girl. And not even for the girl, but it's very slim, It's not very heavy. You can play both acoustic and electric sound.
It's true.
You know?
It's true. Especially when you plug it in. Now, what kind of interesting birthday presents have you received in the past on these concerts? Because I'm hearing that you maybe have received some interesting presents.
Do you know the answer?
No, I don't. No. I'm completely clueless.
It was 8 years ago. I wrote the song Saint Bernard.
Okay.
I haven't listened to this one.
The dog. Yeah.
And the fans just presented me with the dog, you know.
you have a Saint Bernard.
And that's why I took the credit in the bank and I bought the house, you know. It's the whole story, you know. It's truth. So it was very, very extraordinary present because
it's wonderful.
It's very, very, very big dog, you know.
It's a big dog. It's a big responsibility too. All of a sudden you have an animal.
Yeah, you know, he's 110 kilograms now.
What did you name him?
Robespierre.
Robespierre?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like the French name.
Sure.
Yeah, Robespierre. What novel is that from?
The name of the French revolutionary.
Right. Okay. Robespierre.
Right. I wanted to name him Marat.
Oh yeah, okay. Marat, that's another revolutionary name. That one immediately I know. That one, yes, Mr. Marat, yes.
Mr. Marat, we are here.
Yeah, we're on 105.2.
But you know, Marat, he had a very good.
He didn't end well.
I
remember something about a bathtub.
Yeah, sure. yeah, Adam. So funny.
So let's everybody, just for everybody out there that might not be interested in seeing what this concert is going to be, I'm going to give the address, the date, the time. It's July 11th, Stadium Live, Leningradsky Prospect, Building 80, Corpus 17. It's Metro Station Sokol for everybody out there. And the telephone number that you have to call in order to get tickets or just say, wow, I want to go, you guys are so cool, is 8495-540-5540. So that's on July 11th. 8:30 p.m. is the start time.
Yeah, and I want to stress that there are going to be lots of water.
Okay.
It's a secret, but...
Not anymore.
No, but it's going to be lots of water.
Okay, so
because
where...
we produce water.
Okay.
And just I'm going to...
You mean water, water or sweat? Like water, water. Okay.
Yeah. Not sweat, but water.
Well, maybe both.
Sweat and water.
Maybe both. Okay. Maybe both.
But so, the blood.
So bring an umbrella is what Deanna is trying to tell everybody out there. Bring an umbrella. And, you know, I think a great note to end this interview, although I could sit here and talk to you all day, is, you know, we talked about some of your musical influences before. We talked about In Excess, and we've got a song by U2 lined
up.
So why this song? Why is this song special to you?
So this winter, I was in France trying to go skiing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was our favorite song for me and for my lover.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. She just buried her face in her hands, ladies and gentlemen.
Where's the camera?
There's a camera, but we don't have a live feed, so, you know, what can we say? But, so then this one is dedicated then to some very special memories, it would seem.
Sure.
Okay, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Deanna, for being with us here on Moscow FM. It has been wonderful. Quick moment, shaking hands. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, U2 from us to you on Moscow FM 105.2.
Thank you, guys.